and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this wild and wacky Wednesday, February 18, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. He's Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out working road patrol today. Looking forward to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. He's already bought his tickets online, acconservatives.org. He said, my wife wants to try Grandma Bishop's carrot cake. Her birthday is the day before mine. So happy birthday to you guys. Looking forward to seeing. I don't believe you actually are married. He keeps saying all these years that he's married and he's got this wife. And yeah, bring her. And she better show up. That's all I got to say, brother. Then he texts me at 11 o'clock during the end of hour number two. He says, man, the powers that be really don't like your itinerary. The things you talk about on the radio. Just got another emergency alert system again. He says, your station gets more of those than any other station I listen to. Yeah, I kind of believe that. Even though my engineer, Del Reynolds, doesn't agree with me. I've said some things over the years, and sure enough, no sooner than I say them, and we get an EAS alert. So, whatever, whoever's listening, sending out those alerts, thank you very much for listening to the show. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, after speaking in Munich at the 2026 Security Conference, where she appeared on panels, she then headed to a different location in Europe, where she went to Italy to be with the heads of the Michigan National Guard. Before leaving Germany, Whitmer appeared on stage with U.S. NATO Ambassador Matthew Whitaker and her gal pal, U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, participating in a discussion called Breaking with the Past, seismic shifts in U.S. foreign policy, where the panel discussed foreign policy issues during the hour-long event. Well, the Munich Security Conference ended on February 15th. And it was announced Monday that the governor was headed to Italy with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Director Major General Paul D. Rogers and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovations Executive Director Colonel Retired John Gutierrez. Italy is another key partner for Michigan as we work to strengthen advanced manufacturing, defense capabilities, and innovation-driven growth. She said she'd be meeting with business, government, and industry leaders. We'll continue this story. Other side, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Wrapping up this story about Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to Munich, Germany, then on to Italy. Kind of interesting, the direction of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. going after defense and aerospace manufacturing to bring them here to Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said she was meeting with business, governments, and industry leaders. The press release issued by the governor's office did not give specifics of where Whitmer would be headed during her trip. But the release mentioned Attal Design, an automotive design and engineering firm based in Turin, Italy, which announced building a U.S. headquarters in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Governor Whitmer said, by continuing our investment missions in Italy, we're opening doors for new partnerships, expanding opportunities for Michiganders, and positioning our state to compete and lead in a rapidly evolving global economy. Well, Republican gubernatorial hopeful Mike Cox went on the attack over the governor's trip to both Germany and Italy, claiming that she was using the investment trip, quote unquote, to watch the Olympics in person. Michigan families deserve leadership that shows up, takes accountability, and puts local workers and small businesses first, not taxpayer-funded international junkets to go see the Olympics, Cox said. While the Olympics are being held in Italy, the locations are Milan and Cortina, Val di Femi and Verona, Italy, which are all in northern Italy. Closing ceremony is scheduled for this Sunday, February 22nd, going to be held in Verona, Italy. Also, there's not been any social media posts from Governor Gretchen Whitmer or on any of the MEDC's entourage about where she'd be visiting during her trip. So Mike Cox, the only Republican going on the attack about this quote-unquote taxpayer-funded international junket. So pretty interesting story. We'll see if Governor Gretchen Whitmer even responds or whether she's just going to let it ride, who she's pretty famous for doing. Now, some good news on the housing front. Statewide housing streamlining bills headed to committees. A bipartisan bicameral, that means Republicans and Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, group of lawmakers this morning, yesterday, unveiled a nine-bill package aimed at lowering housing costs by overhauling zoning laws and reducing what they described as regulatory barriers, which are driving up the price of new homes. Republican side, State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican of Clinton Township, and State Representative Christian Grant, Democrat from Grand Rapids, announced the legislation at a press conference held at a home under construction in Lansing, framing the effort as a response to Michigan's sharp decline in home building over the past two decades. Over 20 years, folks, our state has been in decline by building new homes. Well, Representative Aragona began his remarks by pointing out statistics that back in 2005, 21 years ago, there are around 54,000 single-family home permits pulled in the state of Michigan. Last year, 20 years later, 2025, less than 16,000. He added that roughly $94,000 of the cost of building a new home stems from regulatory burdens. So how do you make a house affordable if you got to spend almost $100,000 before you ever buy a nail or a 2x4? Aragona asked. Lawmakers said Michigan faces a housing shortfall by more than 100,000 units. And the representatives argued that many of this is due to restrictive zoning rules, repeated studies and lengthy approval timelines, and increasing costs and delays. Now, here's what the nine bills focus on, and this is interesting. Primarily focused on zoning and land use reforms, legislators said the package would allow more of the missing in the middle housing projects, including duplexes, as well as accessory dwelling units, modifying lot size and setback requirements, and standardizing the site plan review process to reduce delays. I personally have experienced this. Every single municipality, whether it's a city zoning planning office or if it's done at the county level, they review site plans. You put together a site plan of a lot. You show the legal description of the boundaries of the lot. You show the statutory setbacks, easements, if any, and you basically have your architect draw the location of the footprint of the foundation for the house you're going to build. It also may include topography as far as elevations. In a subdivision, any new subdivision anyway, every house is basically built on a pitcher's mound. Now, a pitcher's mound, of course, is round, but if you turn it into a rectangle, the house would be the rubber of the pitching mound, the highest point of the mound, and then it slopes. When you get done backfilling the basement, your grader, your land balancer, will come in with his bulldozer, or he will use backhoes to grade away from the foundation. Each corner slopes to the corner of the back of the lot and the front of the lot. Why? Because your storm drains are located there. If every neighbor did the same thing, your water doesn't drain off and go onto your neighbor's house, his lot, because he's also sitting on a pitcher's mound and his house is up elevated. And between the two houses where the lots meet, the lot lines, they are the lowest point of both lots. And they drain to the front and they drain to the back. That's why you have your curb and gutters in the roads. You see those drains on the side that get plugged up with leaves. You got to keep those clean. And you also got to keep the one in the back of your lot clean. That process of that site plan review, depending on what municipality you're in, could take anywhere from 2-3 days to 2-3 months. There is no standardized review process. Well, these bills implement a standardized site plan review process to reduce these delays. They're also proposing changes to petitioning processes for new developments, which they say would preserve community input but prevent projects from being stalled indefinitely. Many people, especially in northern Michigan, said Grant, Democrat from Grand Rapids, has the attitude, not in my backyard. Many folks want to keep the scenic beauty that they have been existing for years. We need to reverse that. Grant said the goal is to increase supply rather than rely on state subsidies. We cannot afford to subsidize our way out of this housing crisis. What we will get what will get Michigan out of this housing crisis, she said, is the making housing of all different types available across the entire state. The Home Builders Association of Michigan, the Abundant Housing Initiative, and even Americans for Prosperity Michigan voiced support for the package, arguing that the regulatory costs, zoning restrictions, has constrained housing supply. Dawn Crandall, of the Home Builders Association of Michigan, said the median cost of a new home in the state of Michigan last year, listen to this, $430,000, and requires income of at least $138,000 to even qualify for a mortgage. $430,000 average median cost of a new house, with almost $100,000 of that being attributable, folks, to regulatory costs. Tim Golding, the state director of Americans for Prosperity and former home builder himself, says regulatory costs represents roughly 25% of a single family home and up to 40% building a multifamily housing development. Condos that are connected, duplexes, apartment buildings, 40% in regulatory costs. Are you kidding me? Well, Representative Aragona said the plan to begin moving portions of the package through committee will begin this week, and they intend to pass the bills early this year. He said him and his Democrat State Representative Grant said that success would be measured in part by increasing the number of building permits over the next several years. Grant said that they had extensive conversation with locals, including planning officials and zoning officials. They even met with the Michigan Municipal League and said it was not involved in developing the input, but we did get input. Jennifer Riggerink, assistant director of the MML, said they were only aware that they were working on something, but local government was excluded from the table. She added that the MML had not even seen the bills prior to the press conference at the event, and it itself even came as a surprise. Michigan Municipal League has not taken a formal position on the package yet, but signaled concerns about zoning preemption, which would limit local government's ability to regulate certain types of developments. Every Michigan community is unique. Enforced one-size-fits-all for everybody rarely works for anyone. She also questioned whether the proposal would significantly reduce housing costs, noting lawmakers cited $94,000 in regulatory burdens per home, but have not yet provided a breakdown of how much of that stems from local regulations. We would love to hear more about the actual cost and reduction, and we also want to make sure that there's a distinction the lawmakers draw between their proposal and our housing plan. The MML has called for $160 million in annual state investment housing grants. Here we go. Give away the money for free. No, how about reducing the